Good morning. Today is Tuesday, Christmas Eve. Joining us this morning, the day before her birthday, Humboldt County Supervisor Virginia Bass. A little bit of a switch up, change up this morning.
Yeah, I'm happy I remembered to be here.
Well, I'm tickled
right now. I'm not sure if
that it's not Christmas.
Done. I don't have anything. What else do you have to do on Christmas?
Yeah. Let's start with Mass and work our way down, huh? I know. And I even got an eye roll on that one.
You can't really see eye rolls kind of, on the radio.
You are kind of like a little narcissistic about this
it's
day, aren't
birthday.
You? Yeah, okay, fine.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm used to it.
All right. Are you ready for our why do we say that?
Sure.
Okay. Lit. Why is an intoxicated person said to be lit?
Because
birthday girl.
if they have too much to drink, their face turns red and their hair catches on fire.
It's so... I don't know what you drink, but apparently there's a flammability quotient in there that's been tested.
Happen.
Yes. It so happens that those who drink quantities of liquor generally end up with a red nose.
Well, that's the closest I've gotten ever so far.
This, in slang, is a lantern or lighthouse. It's more obvious that such a lantern is lit by imbibing more liquor.
I'm just thinking they could call you, there goes Rudolph.
Rudolph, yeah. Yeah, well, we would have that would be one of the more popular names in some communities throughout the country.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Oh, God. This day is almost over already.
Yeah,
I can tell.
Yeah. Well, last week was, I suspect, probably, would it be the week of the year, I suppose? I mean, I'm sure that there have been other weeks that have been
it depends how you
memorable and,
yeah,
and challenging.
Yeah, can you define week of the year?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still, my brain is still exhausted. I think it wasn't just, I don't know if you call it the week of the year, but the decision that was in front of us and the process, let's just say I don't remember anything like that in my time at the Board of Supervisors yet. The one time I remembered that was during the City of Eureka tenure was there was a similar issue.
Walmart or with the liquid?
Well, and it was actually the liquefied natural gas. Yeah. Whether it, at that time we were just talking about having, getting the studies done. And so we could have that information to keep. It wasn't even yes to that project. But I remember the proposers went packing after that last meeting and never even came back.
That's kind of like the question I've got, and I've had some people say yes and others say no. Is this going to be a chilling effect, not only on this project, whether or not Terrigen attempts it with some adjustments, or for anybody else? I mean, we've got that other one offshore that's being considered. There's a couple of other
the
big
peninsula
projects on the North Spit.
Right.
Is this another way that Humboldt County anarchists win? No growth.
Yeah,
theory.
Well, without trying to say, exactly
you don't have to
who may
me.
Win or
yeah.
lose. Well, I think we all lose, quite frankly. But I actually said that during my comments last week from the standpoint that, we have to figure out how this is not going to be a damper on other projects. And one of the challenges, and I'm sure I'm not really popular, but, we have to look at if all land is considered sacred as what was written in the newspaper, how would any community, a business want to come to a community when you can't give them any type of certainty? And there is actually a process that can help make that happen. But if we don't address some of these issues that came up, I think it is going to cause a chilling effect, which is really a bad thing for us right now because we do need that investment. We do need options, especially when you're talking about the power. But it's not just power. It's about growth.
Yeah, it's not about the power.
We sent 300 jobs for 2 years packing and told them to go away, basically. And some people spoke like, well, what is 2 years worth of jobs? Because it's finite. Well, those 2 years of jobs, when you've got people on a construction project, they have work, and then they go to the next project. You don't have continual, it's
right.
part of the process.
KINS, News and Information Times, 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are Easy Radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy Radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time's 824. We're back talking shop this morning with Virginia Bass. Virginia, what are the things that there's a couple of different things. Now, Steve Madrone was in last week, and he said that there was a reference made by somebody out of Kern County, surprised that Humboldt didn't have a wind ordinance.
Correct.
Okay. Well, I suppose you can have an ordinance about anything. A wind ordinance would be something that I would have thought would have surfaced either in the general plan from the Planning Commission, possibly, as a land use element of the general plan, or that building and what else is a building and blah, blah, blah,
right.
department would have said, hey, guys, we're missing these various ordinances that other communities have got. Give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down if you want us to go forward and draft something about this thing.
Well, the funny thing that happens is, one, you don't have to have one to start out. Does it make sense? Yeah, it's a good idea. You know, Kern County has a much bigger, I don't know if you want to say, opportunity to have these types of projects because
wind specific.
This is wind and they're
or
still
solar.
Oil, too. I mean, they're
okay.
Still, they do a lot, you know, and they have they've got a fairly big expanse in areas where this could be used. I think a wind ordinance is good. What could we have done it for? Excuse me. You gave me fizzy stuff and this is what's happening. But at the same time, when you have the general plan, you know, we pass a general plan, but we're still in the implementation phase. And, you know, you have to do the ordinances that implement the policies. And I suspect this would have fit into the energy element. It just hadn't gotten to that piece necessarily.
Is it in the process or is it just something that somebody else brought up and go, hey, good idea?
You know, to be honest, I don't want to try to guess. I would think it'd be a conversation that we would have when it comes to us. But would we have had it if we hadn't gone through this process? I don't really know. You know, I don't want to, you know, go guessing. I think it's a good conversation to have. I think our areas where we could do the onshore type of wind energy projects is pretty limited because they have to go somewhere that it makes sense. And now the offshore could be a whole different ball of wax.
But it's another major project. The other thing that I kind of stupefied with is this, I don't know if it's a historical designation or whatever it might be. I mean, you got the term with the tribes and the different areas that the Indians see as sacred or not sacred or familiar, not familiar camp areas or not.
Right.
I don't know the right.
Or sacred sites or.
Yeah, no, whatever yeah. The references are. That, okay, and I presume that they do exist, certainly.
Oh, definitely.
But why aren't they delineated? That to me, I mean, if you come in and say, hey, wait a minute, after, I'm sorry, you didn't do your work. You now, we can't stop everything so that now you do your work or stop everything. And then next time you can create something else instead of having it written down and clearly identified. So any developer or any community knows what they're dealing with.
Well, and I think, again, in my comments, that was what was real concerning from the standpoint of, well, if we can't know and give certainty to developers, no one's really going to check into it. And I do understand the tribe saying they don't want folks to know where all their sacred sites are because they could be pillaged, I suppose. You know, it's a delicate balance, but there is the process, and I think it is the AB 52, you know, that involves consultation, but there's language in there that if you read it, it says that, from my understanding, whatever tribe it is in question needs to request that a certain, you know, this process is done, but it's supposed to be in a a confidential setting, so that information is highly guarded.
So it's kind of like sales revenue figures for those top 10 or 20 businesses
something
or whatever.
That, you know, that's there, but it's in a very specific place, and you don't have general public does not have access.
Right,
to
it's not public data.
But it was during the meeting, and I may have heard Cheryl Seidner wrong, but at one point, you know, she was saying, we are not going to tell you. And so to me, that is a complete disconnect. And I'm sure we're not the only county. And I think that's something we have to, maybe it's in the state, maybe this is a process that we have to figure out, well, what is it that we can do? Because if we can't provide certainty, no one's going to even look at development. I think one of the very confusing facts was when the earlier project from Shell apparently was looking at that site, it was not regarded as or spoken of as this type of high-level sacred site. And so
The story changed? Or was incomplete?
It's hard to say. I can't speak for those who, are involved in the tribe. I did speak to one of the gentlemen there who is with the tribe. I think his name might have been Ed. And one of the things I think we could do to kind of help with this is maybe bring someone onto some of the economic development team that we have at the county to try to be there early on that could kind of hopefully be able to fill in those gaps, because we can't go through something of this type of process and get to that piece. It's not good for anyone in the community to have to go through that again.
Why didn't it surface at the Planning Commission?
I believe it did surface at some point in time. I'm trying to think of when.
The project was laid out and presented and had the specific locations. It wasn't like it was a surprise for anybody.
No, and I think there were probably conversations. Since I was not, intimately involved in that, I would hesitate to
Did your department head or staff indicate that this was new information, or if this was something that they kind of had dismissed
if I can recall, from a very long couple of days, they had recognized that there could be some sensitivity with this area. And without even hearing, I believe, from the tribe, it was mentioned in there that this area could be of some type of significance, which doesn't mean something doesn't happen. It means that you have to either mitigate it as far as you can, and then if you cannot mitigate something, then that's where you do the statement of overriding consideration, saying, it's important, but we can't get around it.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
Locally owned businesses help our community maintain a distinct personality and to help increase tourism, because we don't look like every other place. Small businesses also provide the ability to try on and try out items before you buy and get real expertise, saving you both time and money. When you shop, shop local.
Our award-winning camping department has the gear you need no matter what kind of camping you do. Come in and experience the many benefits of shopping with Pacific Outfitters.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning. Last year of being just a kid in Virginia Bass.
I'm still not as old as you. And I can't be because of that.
You're right. You're right.
Yep. I mean, I could, I guess.
What, if I go into cryogenic freeze for a year?
How soon can we do that?
Yeah. Well, then we just have to keep running the same ones, and you'd have to hear the same ones over and over and over. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, Redec, Humboldt Termite Pest Control, and Murphy's Markets. The meetings last week, the public hearings and everything around the Terrigen project, the concerns that the tribe, because it could be a different tribe at a different time.
Probably.
To me, it and I've shared this one with the group here pretty regularly. You've got local jurisdiction, then county jurisdiction, then state jurisdiction, then federal jurisdiction, all the blank PAs, whether it's California or national, environmental concerns. You got all these regulatory folks. And now all of that, if what I was kind of interpreting is the fact, that the tribes now think that they are top dog on the pyramid. Or at least that's kind of how it appeared, that theirs trumps everybody. Well, that's a whole different kettle of worms that we're talking about. Is that a proper interpretation? Is that a misinterpretation? Is that a goal of what happened? What kind of read do you have? Or is this another one of those things I got into the eggnog a little early?
Well, you know, I think there is concern, and it's not just in Humboldt County, that you know, local jurisdiction over land use is getting kind of murky. And local jurisdiction is usually what counties and cities fight for, you know, and when it comes to the state and feds, we're always wanting to keep our local jurisdiction. So this was kind of an interesting, you know, it makes a very interesting question is like, well, where does this fit? Is this a one-off or is this something, you know, how do we work through this process? But one of the things I think is interesting, too, is, you know, when you talk local jurisdictions, a lot of people came and spoke of the city giving back the other portion of the island earlier this year.
You're looking at that's like apples and
well, but this is
green
people,
beans, right?
But people weren't realizing because people would come in and we were being, I think it was being compared that, well, this is our land as well, and we want to retain jurisdiction. And it's kind of messy, you know, with the city of Eureka. I understand with the island, I understand the atrocities that happened. I understand that it wasn't a piece of land that the city was really going to be doing anything with. It made some sense.
But and it's a different jurisdiction.
Well, it is.
And
but,
a whole
but this
different
is,
scenario.
But I mean, let me talk for a minute. Quack, quack, quack.
Were there parallels that justified that?
No, well, that's
thought?
What I'm trying to okay. say. I think people saw it that way. But the city of Eureka actually, in January, while it was a while ago, they sent a letter supporting the project itself. And so when in my closing comments, I said, you know, many people here brought up the city of Eureka as an example of how things should be done. And while I understood that process, I also understood that they were supporting the project that was in front of us. And I had mentioned, I spoke to Councilmember Austin Allison the night after the first meeting. And I said, how did you rectify that? How did you, you know, make that work in your head that you did X, but then you supported Y? And he said, they're completely separate issues, which I think is what you're getting at. There's apples and oranges. But most of the people in that audience did not see that as the case. But I did mention it because I thought it was important. It's like, you know, it may seem to be kind of paradoxical that, you know, a board can take this action and then a board can take an action that does not seem to... you know, justify the original action that was taken, but it's like they're in essence two separate issues to be dealt with.
Yeah, two different projects.
So I think that's part of it, though. I think there was a lot of feeling and emotions built into, you know, that there is a direction that the community, you know, things are happening, and I just think a lot of people who spoke believed that the land should be somehow reverted back. And I don't know how you do it when you have a current
owner. The Russes would then have to sell it.
Or give it. And that was what Supervisor Madrone was suggesting. Yeah.
Well, and, okay. Was that ever entered into the equation? I mean,
well, the conversation,
was there an attempt made to purchase the property in the past?
Oh, to purchase? I don't think so. I think it was... I think it would have been a different type of conversation.
Yeah, I think you're right. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:41.
Are you a business owner looking for financial or technical assistance? An entrepreneur looking to start a new business? The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission and the Small Business Development Center want to help. With business loans, classes, and one-on-one consulting, our goal is your success. We've been helping Humboldt County businesses for over 30 years. Visit us at 520 E Street, Eureka, the Prosperity Center, or find us on the web. The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission and Small Business Development Center. We're here for you.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:45. We're back to Talking Shop this morning with Virginia Bass, Planning Commissioners. To me, one of the things that I saw, and I know that, you know, to avoid a tie...
Yes, there
was a change. But now you had two of the two of the commissioners who voted in opposition testify in favor of. Okay. So if they had voted that way, it would be 4-2 thumbs up.
Yeah.
Okay. And you've got commissioners who spent a ton of time on this thing, and it was a logical approach. It was a reasoned approach. It was a drawn-out approach. Versus, let's get everybody all fired up and come in, and they can, you know, throw out all emotional arguments that they want. Some had logic, some had emotion. At what point do you stand behind your commissioners and say, you know, folks, these guys spent months on this. They spent a ton of time. You had opportunities to talk all along the process on that one. These folks came up with this determination. We're not going to kneecap them. Can you do that? Because didn't seem to be a whole lot of new information that was being brought to the table in the last 2 weeks.
But see, that's the strangeness. No, the strangeness of appeals is once they come to us, we have to look at them de novo, which means we do not consider the Planning Commission's. Obviously, they put.
So
a lot
you guys
of
all read the reports and all the documentation.
We basically start it over, and of course, we do receive different information or additional information. Not necessarily, it's new.
But all of the information that was submitted.
Yeah, so, but it is interesting because many of the speakers also said, your planning commission turned this down, you should do that as well. And I did point out, you know, it wouldn't have gone that way if someone hadn't been missing. And, you know, it's everyone has a different idea of what it should be. So what the board does do, however, is I think we have a little more latitude, and that's where, you know, I think, how do I put it? Sometimes we do have the ability to allow other things into the equation. Well, like community unrest to us might be more of it because it's not an actual, it's not a quantifiable.
Right. And that's understood. And I asked Steve Madrone this last week. I'll ask you the same question. Leader or representative? What is your definition of the role of a supervisor? Are you representing the constituency or are you leading?
Boy, I think it has to be some of each. You know, in my case.
So for this one, you voted in favor of it.
I voted in favor of it, and I considered, this is where it's weird. My constituency, actually, I think many of the people in Eureka would have wanted that, given, you know, the amount of concern for environmental issues. I also pointed out, I know the city of Riadel was not happy that it was by them, and I pointed out pretty clearly that the city of Eureka takes along a lot of the burden for the county of Humboldt. You know,
for sure, just look at DHHS.
We've got the jail. We've got everything in there. But Eureka also brings in the majority of the Measure Z, and most of that Measure Z money goes throughout the rest of the county. So Eureka bears the burden for what other people benefit by.
Nothing is clean and 100%
silo. Yeah, so Riadel may not have been happy, and I understand that. But by the same token, there's a burden to be paid as well. And it's like part of it was, that is part of the, not just being, representing my constituents. To me, that was being a leader. You know, I mean, I'm not.
So why'd you flip then on the second vote?
Actually, at that point, it wasn't necessarily flipping. And if I could have talked to Rex beforehand, I would have. It wasn't going to change because emotion. So my point was that, you know, I could dig my heels in and I could vote to, you know, in the opposite direction, and it was still going to pass.
Sure.
So I would rather, you know, I didn't think there was I didn't think it was necessary to continue along a divisive path. It's like it wasn't going to change. All we can change now is let's get in this situation again.
Can the project come back?
That's a really good question. My understanding is a lot of it was tied to sunsetting of the some tax credits. The thing that made it pencil out. Could those be extended? I don't know. Would the company even want to come back here? I mean, that is, to me, a real question.
I'd be gun-shy.
I would, too.
This area is certainly not known for embracing development.
No, it's a...
So is there a chilling effect of this?
My opinion is there would be. I guess we will find out as this new year begins.
Well, I'm thinking of the fish guys that are looking, Holy Toledo, or the offshore ones, or the pellet guys, and some of these others we're hearing about.
Well,
maybe it's time for Eureka to annex those areas and get it out of the county.
Well,
there's a little something for you to contemplate
actually,
on your birthday.
Could annex. Yeah, that should be.
Yeah, uh huh. Right. Thanks for coming
Merry
by.
Merry Christmas.
Happy birthday also.
Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Special presentation tomorrow. See you on Thursday.